You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Tony.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. But yourself?
I'm very good. Welcome back to the Sunday Lunch Show. Do you know, it was, I had to look up the last time he was in because I thought it was last year, but it was October 2012.
Seems like ages ago now.
It does. And you was here for the Essex Indoor Festival.
I was indeed, yeah.
Playing on stage with your dad, who's here as well in the background. So you're a singer-songwriter, keyboard player, and now a guitarist from East Chigwell?
From Haynault Chigwell, yeah.
So I suppose you're classically trained as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Grade 6, classical piano. That's where my piano skills sort of started out, really.
Yeah. Just quickly, just television. The big question on the television thing is, have you seen where they're filming Birds of the Feather?
I haven't. I think we had this conversation last time I was here, actually.
Because it's back on, isn't it? The new series is back on. I thought, you know, because you're Chigwell, you might, you know, might be next door to or something. It might have Doreen running down around the road or something. Let's get to the music. How would you describe your music genre?
I mean, I started off my singing and playing as a sort of pop, rock sort of singer and player, and as I've sort of grown up, I've got more into R&B and soul music, but I mean, I'm quite open to all sorts of genres, really, when I'm singing and playing.
Okay, good. And you've recently been playing the guitar, so it has added to your skills. How's that been going? Obviously good, because you're going to play live.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing for about a year now, so trying to pick it up a bit more, because it adds another sort of aspect to my performance. So
another string to your bow, as they say.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I know this is probably a rude question, but can we talk about your age? How old are you?
I'm 17.
So it's very young to go into the music industry, but you're incredibly talented as well.
Thank you very much.
Tell us quickly about your musical journey. What made you want to go into music? I know, apart from being classically trained, but I know you've been singing and writing songs from a young age.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been playing the piano since I was about 10 years old, when my parents got me a little keyboard. And as I was learning classical piano, I was listening to the radio more and listening to sort of different types of music, I was quite interested in singing, and my music sort of went from there, and I was performing around the local area. And yeah, it's got to this stage now, which is it's been improving over the years, so it's good.
And it'd be right to say you're having a good year at the moment.
Very good year.
Let's get to the BBC The Voice. You starred on the opening series, actually, of this year, 2014, with the new panel, new judges. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, last year, it was about May time, when there was holding open mic nights where the producers of The Voice would come down and have a listen to the sort of local talent. So I wasn't originally going to go, but my friend told me to come along and said it'd be a good opportunity. So I went down, and a little while after that, I got contacted by one of the producers, and I got invited to a second audition. And that was in front of the producers as well. And there was about three auditions that had to get through. It was originally 47,000 people who auditioned for the show.
Wow.
And I got down to the last 150 for the actual televised show. So I was very pleased to even get through that stage, to be honest.
And it's true that you don't actually meet the judges until the actual show. So they've had no idea of what's coming up on the show until you go up. So it must be quite nerve-wracking. Was that the first TV you'd done?
Yeah, it's the first TV sort of talent show I've done, but it was nerve-wracking, because you can't see their faces to see if they're enjoying the performance or not. So,
but you'd seen the show before, I take it?
I have, yeah, definitely. I've been watching it for years. So,
yeah, I quite like the new lineup. I thought
it is, some great coaches.
Better. I mean, I wasn't an avid fan, but I definitely thought that Kylie has added something to
definitely,
it.
Yeah.
Jessie, obviously, I did like Jessie J, but Kylie is a legend.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, definitely.
Now, unfortunately, you did make it through. It doesn't matter, because you're so young, which means you've got endless possibilities still ahead. The fact that you're playing more and more instruments as well is going to make it that much better. But having watched it, I mean, I watched it on the night, and I must say that it was incredibly close to hitting
I know,
the button. And I think they was waiting for the, I think they was kind of waiting for the big note, but not every song has that big note. It's a bit a bit daft, really. But have you watched it back? And you obviously have watched it back and seen that moment.
Yeah, I mean that was the first I got to see it when everyone else saw it on the Saturday night. So it was we all got together, all the family, and we all watched it together. But no, it was nice to watch back and relive the experience again. So
yeah, was you happy with the song choice? Did you have to pick it yourself, or did they have a little?
It was sort of like a joint decision. That wasn't actually one of the songs I originally gave them a list for, but they saw it on my YouTube, my cover of the song, and they said they really liked it and they'd love to see me sing it on the show, obviously. So but no, I love the song, and you can't blame the song, really, because it's a brilliant song, got a nice rendition of it.
What's if the judges had spun round, let's say all of them spun round, who would you picked?
I probably would have gone with Will.i.am, just because he's quite current, and he's such a great producer and songwriter, obviously. So
a lot of them go for Will.i.am. I think with Jessie J there, she had that same element, being the youngster. And but this I think it's a little bit harder because the chap from the Kaiser Chiefs, his name, right?
Yeah, he's great, Ricky.
He's fairly current. He's obviously got new material coming out as well.
Yeah.
And Kylie just released a record off the back of the Voice.
Exactly.
So I want to I'll tell you what we'll do. Why you're here, do you hear that? Come for the next ones. I want you to play this is just for your dad's, he can't see it because he's filming you from over there, but he can't see what we're about to do.
He's got a camera
and
somewhere.
And because it's radio, you can't actually see what it's going to do, but let's recreate that moment. So you play me 5 or 6 seconds of the song that you've done on, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
And I shall turn my chair and face the other way.
Okay. I'm going to sing it a cappella because...
Yeah, that's cool. Acapella's good.
Okay. So don't go, don't leave, please stay with me.
Hey!
Whee! Tony turned.
Your sign. Yeah, well, if you didn't see that, it was me spinning on my chair around. So that was our little mini moment from Phoenix FM Voice.
Phoenix FM Live.
And of course, if you're listening, you probably wouldn't have a clue what was going on there because the camera's all facing a different way. But we enjoyed it anyway. Did you kiss Kylie?
I got a hug off Kylie, which made my year.
That's really good. Because I know you. What I particularly like about the show is, against other shows, is how more friendly it is.
Definitely.
It's more user friendly for the artists, and when they don't get through, they're all talking about it rather than, you know, the viciousness of some of the other programs. And you get to meet all the, obviously you've got to meet them all afterwards.
Yeah.
What happens after the show? Is it literally matter you just jump back in the van and off you go? And
I mean, once, because there's so many artists I've got to get through, like after I got to speak to them down on the, in front of the stage, which you don't get to see all of on the actual show, but they was giving me some great advice and it was really complimentary. So, but now after that, I had a little chat with the Emma Willis backstage and all my family, and then it was back to normal life.
What's obviously you must be happy with the media coverage, because I noticed that you was in one of the papers,
Metro.
Metro.
Yeah, a few of them actually. Yeah,
I think the Telegraph had an article as well.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly. On the who gets signed, etc.
Yeah.
So that's good. And off the back of this, what are you hoping to get off the back of this? You know, like management signings.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some like amazing people get in touch, like the performer of the song that I sung, and also the writer of the song Don't Go, both got in touch. The fella called Josh Kumrah, who I've listened to for years, he's a big inspiration for me, and he actually got in touch with me and said like he loved my rendition of the song, and he's such a great inspiration for me, and also a DJ duo who do drum and bass music that I've listened to for years as well, called the Brooks Brothers. They've been in touch saying how much they love my performance, so it's been manic, really.
This is will be a slightly different type of music to what you've been doing.
Definitely.
I mean, what do you listen to normally as a young lad? What do you listen to on your iPod?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I listen to like my R&B and soul music, and then also I produce music myself, like drum and bass, electro house, and stuff like that. So I do listen to a right mixture of music. Like, I could go from listening to like Otis Redding and go across, listen to a bit of Hardwell, like.
And when you listen to drum and bass, do you have to explain that to your dad?
Or I do. It's like a different language to him, really. Like, he doesn't really know what's going on. He's a bit scared when it comes on.
Well, you're going to sing a song for us live in the studio. What are you going to do for your first track?
I'm going to do my acoustic cover of Latch by Disclosure and Sam Smith.
Okay, take it away.
Close enough. Could I lock on your love? And now I've got you in my space. I won't let go of you. Got you shackled in my embrace. I'm latching onto you. And now I've got you in my space. I won't let go of you. Got you shackled in my embrace. I'm latching onto you. I'm so encaptured. Got me tight within your touch. Feel so enamored. Keep me wrapped up in your clutch. And how do you do it? You got me losing every breath. How do you do that? Make my heart beat out my chest. I feel we're close enough. And could I lock on your love, baby? I feel we're close enough. And could I lock on your love? I feel we're close enough. And could I lock on your love, baby? I feel we're close enough. And could I lock on your love? Now I've got you in my space. I won't let go of you. Got you shackled in my embrace. I'm latching onto you. Now I've got you in my space. I won't let go of you. Got you shackled in my embrace. I'm latching onto you. Oh, oh, oh.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Fantastic track, mate.
Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed that. What's the plans next? Are you going to bring out an EP? Are you going to try and get a debut album out?
Yeah, I'm going to carry on recording covers for YouTube. That's my sort of priority at the moment. And keep writing my own songs. I'm just sort of trying to pick the right songs, and maybe sometime in the future I'll release an EP or an album.
And now you've had a little bit touch of television. If he's going to collaborate with someone, who would you pick now? I mean, so, well, apart from one of the judges.
Yeah. that's a tough question, actually.
Because I can see Will I Am would work really well.
And, yeah.
But I mean, it is a tough question on the spot because there's so many people around.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you've got you're just talking about Josh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually going to see him perform right live at the Borderline And yeah, I'd love to do a collaboration with him at some point. That'd be amazing. And also the Brooks Brothers. We was talking about some sort of collaboration there in the future, because obviously I love that type of music as well. And I'd love to hear what it'd sound like if we did a collaboration.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to read some of the notes that your dad's given me, because it'll tell me off.
Script.
Here we go. Mike Howe. Met briefly at Dagenham Town show. Yeah. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, Mike Howe, he's such a great singer. I saw him first at the Agda Dagenham Town show, like you say, about 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And he obviously saw the show, and I've been in touch with him. He gave me a call after the show, and he gave me some amazing advice about, because he's been in the music industry for a while now. He went on the X Factor when he was 16, and he was just giving me some great advice about the industry, about what to go for, what not to go for. And he, because he's just come off tour with JLS.
Yep, that's right. Their last tour.
Their last tour. And he's just released his single as well, Better, which is a great track, and it got to number one in the R&B charts on iTunes. So definitely check that out. He's a fantastic singer, and I'm going to be supporting him at the Jazz Cafe in Camden on the 16th of March. And you can get tickets for that if you check out my Twitter, or if you go onto Gigs and Tours and type in either Ryan Green or Mike Howe, you can find tickets for that.
Yeah, and that's so much more information than your dad wrote down there. So you'd see.
Yeah.
So you'd need to do this script next time. What? He did support JLS and on their final tour. I wonder if they'll be back.
I hope so, because I think they've been great for the industry, and they're going to leave a bit of a gap, really, because
A bit of a gap. The Wanted have now gone into, they're having a year off. That probably could be the end for them as well. And it's probably the industry, with the fact that you've got One Direction dominating the charts so much.
They're so strong now, so.
There's been lots of things going on in the news about Justin Bieber and all these other people, but you're such a level-headed young man, I must say. Obviously, you take a lot of guidance from your dad.
Your
parents are a big influence on your music career?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm into a lot of the same music as my parents are. Like, my parents love the soul music. And just as much as I've listened to their music, they listen to my music as well, like quite modern stuff. And, without them, I probably wouldn't be into the music that I am, and I probably wouldn't be where I am today, just because they sort of nurtured what I had. So, yeah.
What you got coming up? What are you obviously gigging at the moment locally, I suppose since going on the Voice, is it easier now to get in gigs?
I've had a lot more opportunities. It's just sort of picking the right ones. I mean, next Wednesday I'm at the Loco Lounge in Chingford, where I'm performing, and there's going to be loads of other live performances. That's going to be a good night. And also next Thursday, the day after, is Platform 7 in Upminster, which is right next to Upminster Station, and that's a really lovely venue. It's nice and chilled out. So, but no, definitely, I've been getting a lot more opportunities, which is really great for music.
8th of March, Dagenham Redbridge Stadium.
Yes, I'm over at see the Daggers.
That sounds good.
Yeah, like I'm doing a performance on the pitch, I believe, at the stadium, which should be a good experience. Yeah.
Do people say it's Ryan from The Voice? Is that the new thing?
Yeah. I mean, because I'm fairly, before that I was fairly well known around the local area, but yeah, I suppose that's sort of the, if you say, have you seen Ryan from The Voice? Yeah, I suppose that is more commonly used now.
I've just done it.
Yeah, you've just done it.
I just tweeted. Every time you tweet, you have to go, it's Ryan Green
from The Voice.
the power of media. What's your ideal gig? What gigs do you look forward to?
I love it's like acoustic live lounge nights. Mm-hmm. I love, I've never really done a venue as probably as big as the Jazz Cafe is. I mean, in musical terms, as in like the artists that have been there and performed before. So that's going to be an amazing experience for me. I do love a nice acoustic night, just nice and chilled out.
Okay. And what about videos? You trying to do some more videos?
Yeah, I'm recording a lot more for YouTube now, because it's been great, everyone watching my videos and getting my views up. Which has sort of inspired me to keep doing more and more covers. I'm going to be uploading Latch sometime this week or next week. And I'm going to try and carry on getting new songs and hopefully getting anyone that wants me to do certain cover can tweet me and everything. So, yeah, just keep on covering for YouTube.
Yeah, cool. Right, we're going to do another track. What are you picking for us for the second track?
The next track I'm going to do is a song originally by Miguel, and it's called Adorn.
Okay, take it away.
Baby, these lips, yeah, I can't wait to taste your skin, lady, oh no. And these eyes, yeah, I can't wait to see your grin, yeah, baby, just let my love adorn you, yeah, baby. And you gotta know that I adore you, yeah, baby. And these fists, yeah, will always protect you, lady, oh no, no. And this, my, oh, never neglect you. Oh, baby, but if they try to break us down, don't let that affect us. No, baby, you just gotta let my love adorn you. I let it just down. You gotta know, baby, know that I adore you. Yeah, baby, oh, oh, yeah. You gotta know, no, gotta know, no, no, no. Hey, the same way that my whole world's in your eyes. Ooh, at this time now, just let my love adorn you. Let it just shine down. You gotta know, baby, know that I adore you. Let my love adorn you, yeah, baby. Let my love adorn you, baby.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed that. And that track was called again?
Adorn.
Adorn. Do you write much of your own materials? Are you doing much of that? Is that something you're going to be doing more of?
Yeah, it's something I'm definitely going to be doing a lot more of, especially at the Brit School. They encourage it, and I'm surrounded by amazing songwriters and performers. But no, it's definitely something that I'm going to carry on to progress with.
Is it something you find easy, or is it quite hard? Do you have to try and get your lyrics first?
Yeah.
And I know it's obviously now you're using the guitar as well as the keyboard.
Yeah.
Would you write on the keyboard or would you write on the guitar?
I find it a lot easier to write sort of piano and piano music and also melodies. And the lyrics probably aren't as easy to come across just because of lack of experience in life, obviously. But no, I find it a lot easier to write piano music, but obviously... The more I play the guitar, the more I'll probably start writing guitar music as well. So.
Yeah, because there is obviously, I suppose there is a difference when you're writing songs between the two, because
definitely,
a riff would be different, wouldn't it?
Exactly, it's even different, like genres, that when I hear a guitar, I think of different genres than I do from the piano, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would imagine the goal is to grab a signing of some sort.
Yeah.
is that something that's high on your agenda, or because you're so young, do you think that, that, you know, that you've got plenty of time for that?
Yeah, I probably, like you say, because I've got a bit of time ahead of me, I'm going to keep progressing, keep working, and I'm at, like I say, I'm at college at the moment. I'm going to keep working hard there, but obviously I'm sort of looking at management, and but I'm not too fussed about sort of breaking the market to say right this minute, because I'm going to keep keep progressing and keep working on everything really, piano, guitar and vocals.
Yeah. The big question, I suppose, that's because obviously you're, at the moment you're probably doing quite a few interviews on radio and media. The big question, I suppose, you're going to get asked now is, would you reapply to go on The Voice or one of the other stations, the programmes? I know that Britain's Got Talent at the moment doing auditions. There's lots of other non-TV ones. Live and Unsigned, for instance, is another one. Is that something you do, or at the moment you just want to take a break from that and kind of come back? Kicking now you've got the
Obviously I'm not going to say definitely no, but at the moment I'm just going to keep writing my own songs, and being on The Voice has had given me such great exposure, and it's been a sort of step up, like platform, so that other people can hear my music, which is perfect, what I want really. Yeah, so I'm going to keep trying to build my fan base over Twitter and YouTube, and I'm going to just keep working hard, but like I say, I'm not going to say definitely no, because I don't know what the future might hold.
No, and a lot of them do approach you, so I suppose you can get approached to reapply, being so close. If you was to go back on, would you go for the guitar? Would you possibly go back to the keyboard? Wish you favour.
Because the guitar's new to me, I quite enjoy doing guitar vocal songs now. But my piano is probably my main skill. Who knows, in the year I might have picked up the guitar a lot better, and you never know, I might have probably would do a guitar song, but like I say, at the moment I'm not looking at reapplying, I suppose. No.
There's certainly on the skill side, there's a lot more people play guitar on these shows than they do piano. And there's the obvious reason for that is, although you can start guitar fairly easy, I mean, I've played a little bit of guitar, and once you've got a few basic chords, there's quite a few songs you can strum out, which is not the case with piano. No. You really need to learn music, and even very basics, it can take a couple of years to get right before you can actually perform in front of people.
Definitely, that's why I'm glad I've done classical piano, because that's sort of built up my skills. It's made it easier to do pop and rock and R&B songs.
Yeah. Be interesting to see something, a layered track from you, where you play the piano and then you layer over the guitar.
Definitely.
Straight over the top of it.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to look at doing next for YouTube. I mean, I've done sort of my own backing track for Hold On, We're Going Home, with like piano and a bit of guitar and some drum beats, but that's probably going to be the next one, is piano and guitar together.
Yeah. Where can people find you at the moment on the media sites? Because I know obviously you're on Twitter. I suppose that's jumped up now with the followers. Or
yeah,
just been on the show.
That's been mad. The amount of feedback I've got over Twitter and followers. For everyone that's listening, you can find my Twitter at Ryan Green Music, and my YouTube is Ryan Green Music 11. That'd be good if people could tweet me, let me know what they think of the show and everything.
Okay. Facebook, you're on as well.
Facebook, Ryan Green Music. You give me a like there, that'd be great. But no, like I say, my it's been really nice to have a lot more people listen to my music, because at the end of the day, as a musician, that's what you want, people to hear your music and enjoy it.
Certainly. And I suppose in the future you'll have your own website.
I will, yeah, that's something I'm working on. I've had my own website in the past, it's just keeping it up with lots of gig information, but at the moment Twitter's providing that, like all my gigs I'm going to be tweeting about, but yeah, website is definitely next on the
agenda.
Then
you can put all your links to the YouTube clips.
Definitely,
okay. Listen, thanks for coming in. We're going to, before we do a trade, you're going to do a last track for us, aren't you?
I am.
Good. Looked at his dad blankly suddenly. Come on, I've got to do another one. Listen, thanks for coming on. Keep in touch, Ryan. Let us know how you're getting on.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to watching your career. I'm sure it's gonna jump, and you're gonna have a fantastic year.
Thank you.
And you're gonna play us out with
Waiting All Night by Rudimental. It's like my acoustic cover of it. So
cool. Looking forward. Fire away.
Cool.
I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to, oh, oh, tell me what you want, yeah. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me, yeah. Tell me that you want me, yeah. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me, yeah. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Whoa. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me, yeah. Tell me that you want me, yeah. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me what you want. Tell me that you need me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me.
Ryan Green, thank you very much. And again, thanks for joining
thanks
me in the studio.
Thank you.
Okay, coming up, we've got a bit of Danny Clay, roughly take you up to the news. This is going to be a guest on the show next week. Look out for her. This is Danny Clay, Rendezvous.